What's its role right now here in campus virtual reality, here at Washington and Lee?
So there are really two avenues where we use VR. Sometimes we use off-the-shelf programs and have students create things or experience things that are already created or we've created. So like an example would be we had a sculpture class come in and do virtual sculpture. So this is a program that we purchased. It's an off-the-shelf product called Masterpiece VR. It allows students to go inside of a virtual sculpture studio and create 3D objects, and then we export those 3D objects and post them online and 3D print the objects that they create in the virtual world. So we also have, we have had students come in this semester from biology, looking at a Yellowstone experience that we created here in the IQ Center that allows students to travel around Yellowstone for a class that Professor Hamilton in biology was teaching. So those are things that where students come in and use content that we've created or that is off the shelf. And then we also have students make their own stuff, their own virtual experiences. And so an example of that would be there's an upper level biology class that has as an option for a final project to create a virtual reality scene that teaches you something about molecular mechanics. So looking at protein structures, assembling protein structures, with voiceover, the whole thing. It's an experience that they're creating. So the teaching part of that is to actually create something in VR. And we use a program called Unity for doing that.
Wow.